Texans Late Night. Great to have you with us. Mark Vandermeer, D.P. Sidhu, and our guest tonight, DeAndre Hopkins. All right, so when I'm doing the play-by-play, I say Nuke. Sometimes I say Hop also.
Yeah, I've seen that, yeah.
Is that acceptable?
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you can get away with it.
All right, thanks. Yeah. I mean, I really should have checked with you first, but it just comes out naturally sometimes.
Yeah, I understand. You know?
Congrats on making the Pro Bowl.
Thank you, thank you.
What does that mean to you?
It means a lot, you know, especially the way we started off, 2-5, the record. You got to give more credit to my teammates and coaches, more so than an individual award to me.
Right. How exciting is it for you to get to play alongside a lot of these guys that you've been watching through the years?
It's an honor, but that ice kind of got broken, when I got drafted here playing with a future Hall of Famer, yeah, and Andre Johnson. The bubble guts went away early.
Well, you've done so much in your career already, and I know that being who you are, first-round draft choice, so successful, enables you to do great things for your family as well. And we have a video here of you giving your mom a great Christmas present, a ring, and she's clearly emotional, and I know it was
so sweet,
so special for you to be able to do that. And how was that experience for you, DeAndre?
Oh man, that was, words really can't describe that. My mother been through more than any woman I've been able to come in contact with. She's been through so much in her life. And Christmas, that was her wish the whole year. She was like, I don't really care what I get for my birthday, just give me a ring, from all her kids. And we pitched in. And we got her what she wanted.
So that was the story. She'd asked for a ring, and then she wasn't expecting it?
No, she wasn't expecting it. We were telling her we're going to get her a Michael Kors purse or something. what we usually get her.
Uh-huh. Oh, you usually get her a bag? Okay.
Yeah, or some perfume. We kind of surprised her and got her a ring.
She got you a scarf. You were wearing that after the game in Tennessee. So
yeah, that got a lot of pub, more so than I expected.
Your mom's scarf got a lot of publicity.
And DB called you the Sith Lord after that. Is that a decent nickname as well?
I don't watch Star Wars, so I don't really know what that means, so I guess.
It's a good thing in a way.
I thought it was very fashionable, and you could pull it off after the games that you've been having this
right.
year, so
yeah,
I think you should make your own fashion statement.
Well, obviously you have special people in your life, and I know you have a special animal in your life. We have a picture of you and your dog. This
Yogi.
Is taken by ESPN. so it's Yogi, right?
Yeah, Yogi, because he was humongous when I got him. He reminded me of a bear, so Yogi the bear came to mind.
Do you remember that photo shoot?
I do. That was a pretty awesome photo shoot. Probably one of the more interesting photo shoots I've ever had.
Now, they wanted to prove how big your hands were. So we have several shots that they took here of your hands. And see, there you are holding a little.
You that held was, a mouse.
You were all right with holding a mouse.
That was
huh?
okay?
That was all right with you?
I don't know. It took a while.
That's a nasty looking one, too. Now, there's another one here of you holding a baby chick.
Baby chick is okay.
Yeah, that was okay. That was
I don't think you've seen these, DeAndre, but we've uncovered some new photos to prove how big your hands are. They're holding the Statue of Liberty. It's amazing.
You
oh, my God.
Right?
Yeah, and there's an. Oh, the Eiffel Tower in your hand. Oh, your hands are big, DeAndre. And there's your dog again. And I don't know if we have any more. Oh, there's the baby chick. I don't know. Well, the Astrodome.
the entire of the world.
Yeah, get the rat off there. Get the rat off.
Get the rat off there. So is that a bit, when did the hand thing become something that everybody was talking about? Because you played defensive back in high school, right?
Yeah.
Is it when you
I
became
played,
wide receiver?
No, actually I would say it started in high school because my first game I had 3 interceptions as DB. And over a total of my career in high school I had 30 interceptions, so I could catch the ball. I just really didn't know how to run a route till I got to college.
Yeah, when you're going up for one of those 50-50 balls, say, I mean, what's the mentality there? I mean, you're going to own that catch, right?
Oh, yeah, and I've done it time and time again over my career. So, it's just a habit, and it's a mentality that I have.
And the quarterbacks seem to embrace that as well. Hey, I've got a guy over there. Single coverage, there's no question about where it's going.
Yeah, practice. I go out and make those catches in practice. And so, the game, they trust me.
What's your favorite catch that you've made this year? You've made some pretty tremendous catches.
I would say a Cincinnati game. Yeah. That was the only touchdown in the game.
Yeah.
And
a crucial
Pac-Man.
Point in the season, too, yeah. in prime time.
I think that's the play of the year so far. That's,
I agree.
That's my
Even though Monday Night Football didn't put it on their top 10. Plays.
Oh, they made it number one. Oh, ESPN made it number one.
Yeah, ESPN.
All right.
Oh, well. Who cares? We won.
Yeah.
All right, we have a game to play. We have a game to play with DeAndre and a lot more questions for you as well. It's Texans Late Night with DeAndre Hopkins.
Woo!